Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and our other co-host, Pat O'Brien, who joins us right now on The Attack. Good morning, Pat. Nice to have you back. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
I'm about to fill in a W-9 for you guys. You should have named it Black and Spano Show, because that rhymes, too.
Well, that's true.
We could do that. It's not too late to switch. We're not married to anything.
I'm not putting Bob down, but I've become friends with the show, and I love it. I've actually gotten a response from it. I have a lot of friends in San Francisco.
Good. We're glad you're getting some positive feedback, you know, and as a regular co-host, you know, we'll take the W-9, and like us, you'll wait for your check. radio pays so well. What's new? How's everything with the Clean Universe going?
Well, thanks to you guys and a lot of other people, it's gone. It's really gone. We've doubled or tripled our audience. It's cleanradio.com, clean with a K. And you can go on and get all our shows. We're on live every Sunday night. But we're going to be on in New York and Chicago and Miami, and we're going big. It'll be a TV show by the end of the summer and a big part of National Recovery Day at the end of the summer. So it's going great, and I thank everybody for participating. It's funny how many people – it's not funny. It's interesting, or it's realistic how many people listen now, because everybody's got a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister or a kid or a friend who's got something wrong with them, either depression – well, I don't say wrong, but something afflicting them. And so it's good. It's good to pay it back.
Pat, you know, we're casual about it and a little bit cavalier about it sometimes, but how's the battle going for you day by day?
I'm good. It's not even day by day anymore for me. I mean, I'm coming up on 6.8 years as an app for that. And I'm great. I'll watch the Final Four in a bar with some friends, and that obsession is gone, thank God. I mean, I'm the day's young, but I'm good.
Knock on wood, that's great news. And if you follow Pat on Twitter, you'll notice every once in a while they'll be the graphic of exactly how long it's been. It's usually around traditional drinking holidays. He did it for St. Patty's Day.
I'll put it up today for you.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. We always like that. I know it'll be up again on Cinco de Mayo. You know, things like that. You know, those traditional drinking holidays where everybody finds an excuse to, you know, drink until they trip over themselves. But
my son,
you know,
said, "Dad, you want to go see Los Lobos downtown L.A. at Cinco de Mayo?"
There you go.
And I said, "No."
Let us not forget the book. Also, the book second printing.
The book's second or third printing now, and it's got a little surge. I'm kind of over it. Let's talk to the Final Four. By the way,
perfect.
Who thought that Indiana and Arkansas would be the big upset, the big matchup this weekend with these stupid Bills they're arguing?
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? But, you know, you actually get to the Final Four, and what did you say when we talked before this all started? Pick chalk and that the East was going to blow up. And, well, that's pretty much what happened. Three chalks, the East blew up, Tom Izzo gets Michigan State through, and there's your Final Four in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, after you and I got over our ripping UCLA, not unnoticed here, by the way, in the L.A. papers, but we were wrong for a while because they really suck. But, yeah, I said, look, don't go with your heart. Don't try to get stupid. Don't try to get cute. And stick with the higher seeds. Stick with chalk, as you say. And if anybody followed my advice, it'd be like I do. I have all four teams in my Final Four for the first time in, you know, since Lazarus rose from the dead. I mean, good Lord, I've been doing this for a long time, and suddenly I have all four teams in there.
So we're sitting there, and maybe, and Joe and I had the discussion, and perhaps the two best teams left are facing each other first. And what do you think of that matchup, Wisconsin and Kentucky?
Well, I think Wisconsin, and I hope you agree, you're going to agree, I think Wisconsin is starting to show a little, Kentucky is starting to show a few cracks. Their leads get lower and lower. Their free throw shooting gets worse and worse, and that's a Calipari team. Remember Memphis? But I think Wisconsin is easily the second best team. You're right. And that'll be a great game. I also think that game's going to go right down the wire. I think that's going to be like a 75-74 game or something, probably overtime. It's going to be a battle, possession to possession.
I think you hit the nail on the proverbial head with that one. You know, Wisconsin.
By the way, how many teams? Utah and Boston are right now arguing whether or not they can get Decker and Kaminsky. I mean,
yeah.
Those are Boston players, man.
I'll tell you something about Decker and Kaminsky and where they're unique on both the college and NBA level. Their ability is true bigs to invert offense. They can shoot the three on the at the college distance anyway. They can beat you on the bounce, and they can go in and post up. So they're very complete bigs who will do a very good job on the NBA level competing because of that versatility.
Yeah, and Decker's exactly right. And Decker's one of those bigs that can complete. It's very rare that a big can take over a game. And Decker and Kaminsky, who always starts slow, but Decker can do everything. Like, you know, pass, score, fool people, head fakes, 3-point. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, and I've been making the argument with Joe that I actually, after watching it more at length over the course of this tournament, that Decker might end up being a better pro.
I think you're right. I mean, I'm right with you. I thought Kaminsky, I think one of our earlier appearances here, and there have been about eight. I liked Frank Kaminsky, but you're right. Decker's peaking. And Winslow at Duke is peaking. These guys are peaking. Wisconsin's not peaking, or Kentucky's not peaking. They are just, as far as I'm concerned, they're holding on. And we'll see what happens.
You know, speaking of Duke, Pat, and you talk about the other matchup, Duke and Michigan State, and you talk about Justice Winslow, he really is, I think, the key to this matchup in many ways, and he is peaking. I think Okafor is a given. You know, he's the given. With, you know, Michigan State's got a couple of bigs. They're not particularly gifted. I think Okafor can really take them to school, and that's the given. It's guys like Justice Winslow, who is peaking at the right time and really looks like he's going to be a real good NBA player. And I think it's those guys, the supporting cast, that's really the difference. You know, the bottom line is Duke's loaded with NBA caliber players and lottery pick players. Michigan State is not. So as great as the coaching matchup is, there's a disparity in talent that I think shows on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Winslow has just recently picked up the slack. I mean, Okafor can't really honestly be depended on for any scoring. I mean, he scores some games, he's scored less than 10 points. And Winslow's lately, after Mike said to him, Krzyzewski said, you know, pick up your energy. And he's taken up the slack. I think whoever comes out of the other one, Duke can win. Because Duke is young, and Duke has peaked exactly at the right time. And you're right, Justice Winslow, who any of us know who he was at the beginning of the season, he was almost a walk-on. He's great. So we have two great games now. They'll probably both be 30-point blowouts. We always say that, but I'm hoping for two great games.
I think you're going to get at least one great game. I think you're dead on right. Wisconsin and Kentucky is a classic. I think Duke has a chance to run away late from Michigan State because of the diversity of the disparity in talent. You get to Monday in theory, and you got Kentucky, you got Duke. Duke's got the best of the bigs in the tournament in Okafor. Kentucky's got four of them. How do you kind of see that one breaking out if it does end up going that way real quick before we let you run?
Okay, well, Duke's got to, you know, work on continuous transition game. Pray to God a good time for that. It's Monday after Easter. That their three-pointers are working. But again, Kentucky, I always say this. Again, Kentucky plays 10 deep, and they seem to get themselves out of trouble. So, but I would pick right now Duke in that matchup.
Interesting. All right, Pat, yeah. Going for what would be considering their one seeds, it would still be a significant upset. Pat, it's always a pleasure. Bob and I'd like to wish you a happy Easter. I'll be reaching out to you today or tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again real, real soon. Be well.
All right, well, come back on my W-9 and my expenses.
Yeah.
Are in the mail.
We got your oatmeal covered. Thanks so much, Pat. Always a pleasure.